Chapter 1, Section 2, The Importance of Maps in Military History. It was about this time that I read the story of Ball's Bluff. It is not commonly cited as one of the major engagements of the American Civil War, but it was not only one of the largest in 1861, it involved the utter rout of Union forces. Most saliently, Ball's Bluff is an abject lesson in the importance of maps and situational awareness. Through misinformation and miscalculation, 1,700 Union troops were caught in disadvantageous terrain and in effect slaughtered, with an 8-to-1 kill ratio, by Confederates. 1,000 men were lost because the Union generals had no awareness of the landscape and marched soldiers blindly to their deaths on vague ideas of because the Confederates are somewhere over there. The more I read into history, the clearer it became that understanding and exploiting the landscape had been vital in battle. Probably the most famously cited example is the ancient Battle of the Pass of Thermopylae. In 480 BC, the Athenian general Themistocles faced a significant foe in Xerxes and the Persian army. He had choices: he could defend around Thebes or Athens itself. However, Themistocles understood the environment and decided to block off the Straits of Artemisium, forcing the Persian army along the coastal road into the narrow pass of Thermopylae known as the Hot Gates. In this terrain, 4,000-odd Greeks would be able to hold back a Persian army of 170,000 for many days, enabling time for the rest of Greek city-states to prepare. You've probably heard part of this story before in the tale of King Leonidas and the 300 Spartans. In this singular example, the why of movement and purpose was crystal clear to me. Certainly Themistocles had a purpose in saving the Greek states, but he also had choices of where to defend. He must have decided why to defend using the Hot Gates over defending around Athens. There was a why of movement, as in why defend here over there, in much the same way that in a game of chess that I will decide to move this chess piece over that. Themistocles had chosen a deliberate set of actions that exploited the terrain to his advantage. Situational awareness, use of terrain and maps appeared to be vital techniques in the outcome of any conflict. But I wasn't doing any of this in our company strategy. I didn't have any form of maps or understanding of the landscape. I was instead using tools like SWOT diagrams. For those uninitiated in the arcane language of modern business strategy, a SWOT diagram: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, is a tool to assess whether some course of action makes sense. Now, imagine for a second that you were part of the Greek army on the eve of battle, preparing to face overwhelming odds. Imagine that Themistocles is standing before you, rallying the troops. He is inspiring you with purpose, to defend the Greek states against a mighty foe. You're all highly trained, excellent soldiers, and have outstanding technology for that time. But imagine that just before the blood of battle, you hear him declare that he has no understanding of the environment, no map and no strategy based upon the terrain. However, he shouts, "Have no fear, for I have created a SWOT diagram." I'd flee in panic. In figure 3, I've placed side by side a map of the Battle of Thermopylae and a SWOT diagram for the same battle. See figure 3, Themistocles SWOT, for more details. Now, ask yourself, what do you think would be more effective in combat: a strategy built upon an understanding of the landscape or a SWOT diagram? What do you think would be more useful in determining where to defend against the horde of Xerxes' army? Which would help you communicate your plan? Would Themistocles ever be able to exploit the landscape from a SWOT? Which was I using in running my business, a map or a SWOT? The wrong one. We had 5 factors, from purpose to landscape to climate to doctrine to leadership, and somehow I had been jumping from purpose to leadership and missing 3 of them. Despite what I had read, there existed 2 very different forms of why that mattered: purpose and movement, and we weren't even considering movement. We had no maps of the environment, no visual means of describing the battle at hand, and hence no understanding of our context. Without maps, I didn't seem to have any effective mechanism of learning from one encounter to the next, or even a mechanism of effective communication. The tools that I was using were woefully inadequate in all regards. Whilst situational awareness might be critical in combat, for some reason it seemed absent in almost all business literature that I had read. I knew we had been making decisions in a vacuum, I knew a lot was gut feel, I knew we had communication issues, and finally I knew our learning was haphazard at best. But did situational awareness really matter in business? We were doing well, and maybe just copying lessons from those greats would suffice? I'd also heard others talk about how execution was more important than strategy, and execution was something we were good at. Maybe strategy just wasn't important. Maybe I was worrying about nothing. Our results were positive, we were growing and we were making a profit. I started to imagine what it would be like if there was a landscape, but somehow I was unaware of it. I decided to use the analogy of chess to make this comparison, since the common perception of CEOs in business publications is one of grandmasters playing a complex game. At least I had some experience of both of those things, though not necessarily at the same time.